I'm Jessie Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Parts.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
Hi, my name's Serena Seeley. I'm 27 with my friend slash colleague slash teammate slash travel buddy slash a lot of other things, Megan Godfrey.
My name is Megan Godfrey. I'm 25 years old and I'm here with my friend and colleague and teammate and travel buddy and Serena Seeley.
We came up here for a fellowship to study food security as a lens to understanding relationships. And we realized that we had to take 50 steps back and start thinking about basic principles of trust and what makes a relationship. And it was kind of a rocky road in the beginning. We made a lot of mistakes, but we've learned a lot. Because decisions made about natural resources affect people's lives so much everywhere, especially in Alaska, we wanted to root some of our research, if that's what you want to call it, in a community. So we made a connection with a woman. And we went to her with our ideas, and we were like, oh, we're being open, therefore you should trust us. And it kind of backfired.
Yeah, just backing up a little, I think both Serena and I consider ourselves pretty, I don't want to speak on behalf of you, but I consider myself a pretty self-aware person. If there was one thing I was fairly good at, it was reading people and building relationships with others. And so when I started doing the research for this, and I think you feel the same way, we thought we had a pretty good handle on how we should approach it. And we thought, okay, when someone's being trustworthy for me, that means that they're being open, that they're telling me everything up front, that they're communicating in detail, that they're demonstrating some care and some like real honest involvement in what I'm doing, and that I can speak freely and feel like I'm in a safe place and that no one's going to attack me for how I feel. And so I think that kind of impacted our approach when we first went in and talked to her.
Yeah, definitely. It backfired, remember?
Oh, yeah. The way we did it, we set up this call with a woman, and we said, we're two graduate students and we're really eager to work on building trust and communication and mutual respect between, resource managers and also resource users. And here are some of the ideas we had. And we like rattled off like six or seven.
Yeah.
Remember how she responded?
She just immediately tensed up and got defensive, and the space for communication just went away.
Why do you think she was so put off by it?
I mean, we went in with our version of what we think being trusting looks like, but we didn't listen to her. She didn't build that trust with us. We wanted her to trust us right away based on what we thought were principles of trust. And, she was like, I don't know who you are. And we didn't listen to her story. And we found that when we went back again, we had a different approach. And we were like, we just listened. We didn't have any questions. We didn't have any ideas. And that space for communication grew back. Which was, it was interesting. You could feel it. We couldn't even have a dialogue in the first conversation. It was all attack, defense. And then when we gave her the space to tell her story, it grew back and it's become a really productive relationship.
And I think that's kind of been a challenge for me. I've, always been a good talker. Mm-hmm. You know this. but something I realized through that conversation was that maybe I've lost touch with like what it means to listen to a person and not just listen to respond or listen because something that they said charged me emotionally and I needed to respond to it. So I think she called us out on that.
She did. And our whole process changed once we spoke to her. Yeah. And once we went to see her, our whole project changed. We were still looking at relationships, but
did you feel weird when we had our interviews and people were like, so why are you here to talk about? And we were like, well,
what do you want to talk about?
We were here to listen.
Yeah.
I think it kind of shook people up at first.
Yeah, I think so. But I think it was worth it in the end. Yeah. The kind of awkwardness of not being able to completely justify it. And I think the amount of time we spent there was good. Mm-hmm. I was surprised. She was like, you guys are here for a week, which we thought would be too short. She's like, people usually come for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I thought that was surprising. I think this has been an awesome conversation.
Yeah.
Thanks for going on this journey and process with me.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a ride. I don't think I could have done it with anyone else completely trust.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.